Fourth quarter about to get underway here from Titan Stadium on the campus of Martha Lane Collins High School. Thanks for joining us tonight here for the hometown showdown between the Rockets and the Titans. Shelby County will have first down as they'll give it to Caleb Moorhead, who busts open over the middle. Another first down run over the right side. And Caleb Moorhead continues to eat up yardage for this Rocket football team.
He busted through there, and it was like, I mean, he wouldn't even touch.
He had two guys out there in front of him. That's all that was left. Get him down inside the 30, the 27-yard line. Another first down for Shelby County. And noted here before the end of the third quarter, Shelby County's quarterback Tyler Drain out of the game. Colin O'Hare wears number 15 in at quarterback for the Rockets. They'll give it on a pitch out to Brandon Davis.
They call that an easy pass.
Wow, they're going to say that's a forward pass, and it was not.
No, they're not calling down.
They called that an incomplete pass, guys, and that was not a forward pass.
These guys right here.
That was a fumble.
That was two. That was one on each side. That doesn't make any sense.
Yep.
Wow, and so Shelby County here, fortunate.
They must never have seen an option play or something.
Mm.
I see Tyler Drain over there. He's standing on his feet like he's talking to Les, and I can't see who the other guy is. I'd be a team doctor, but it must be some kind of head injury or something because he doesn't see any kind of pain over there.
Second down run by Moorhead. Goes for maybe a yard or two. It'll bring up third down here for Shelby County. Bought him at the 26. About a yard gain.
I don't want to speculate. I can't really tell.
Well, it's hard to tell.
He got his arm stretched straight out.
Mm-hmm.
May have a stinger.
Doing some kind of little exercises over there.
Third down and nine.
That's the way John gets ready for work every morning, looks like.
Deion Stone goes in motion. This is going to be a broken play. Colin O'Hare going to step up and just keep it. Goes down at about the 25-yard line. And, guys, here's where we're going to see this wind come in to Shelby County's favor. On fourth down, you've got the leg of Josh Edwards.
I'd like to see him try this kick.
He's going to.
Yeah.
What, 40? Let's see.
25-yard line is where they've spotted it.
42, Scott.
It will be about a 42-yard try.
I was still figuring. Give me a minute.
He ain't got that many fingers or toes.
Do you?
What?
I ain't got 47.
Okay. Oh, okay. Just checking.
I like to see a guy with 47 fingers and toes, though.
42-yard try. Here's the snap. Here's the hold. The kick is up on the way. And
good.
It's good. Plenty of leg for Josh Edwards on the 42-yard try.
You don't think you guys
really good.
Guys, that's good from 52.
Yeah. Whew. He did have the wind, even though the wind doesn't look like it's blowing very hard, but good straight kick, and Edwards punches another 3 points through the uprights, and it's 37-6. Shelby County on top. We'll step away for a quick break. This is high school football on WXLN.
Hi, I'm Alice Creakey, owner of Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. We are proud to be the leader in physical therapy and orthopedic rehab in Shelby County and the surrounding areas for the last 13 years. Whether you have had a sports injury or are suffering from low back pain, neck pain, muscle or joint pain, arthritis, tendonitis, preparing for surgery, or recovering from surgery, Max Performance is the choice for you. Come experience the Max Performance difference and let our team of highly trained and caring professionals help you eliminate your pain, restore your function, and return to the activities that you enjoy. Max Performance provides a friendly and encouraging environment and specializes in creating individualized treatment plans that are specifically designed for each patient based on their needs and desired goals of treatment. Be one of the hundreds of people each month who experience our unique approach to physical therapy and let us make a positive difference in your life. So no matter what your game, don't get sidelined by pain this season. Let Max Performance take care of all of your physical therapy and sports medicine needs. Let us help you get back to life, to work, to play. Max Performance is proud to be the choice of the Martha Lane Collins Titans and the Shelby County Rockets for sports medicine services. We excel in our field so you can excel on yours. Call today to schedule your appointment. 647-0133.
Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab underwrites WXLN Radio.
Welcome back, everyone, to Titan Stadium. 37-6 is our score. Shelby County in control of this one as Edwards' kickoff went into the end zone for another touchback. Give is to Roseberry here up the middle.
It was like a face mask.
And a flag on the play. And, Roseberry pops up grabbing his own face mask. One going to be a penalty against Shelby County. Personal foul. 9:42 left to go here in this one. Number one district seed on the line here tonight between these two schools. Collins came into this game with a 5-3 record. Shelby County sitting at 6-2. Both schools in action next week. Shelby County will host senior night to a possibly undefeated South Oldham squad. And Collins
Anderson County.
We'll have Anderson County. Lucas in the shotgun, going to keep it here, coming to the near sideline.
They
brought down around the 40.
Shut down JR's running game here tonight.
That was Clayton O'Donohue on the tackle, number 24. Ryan Johns also in on the play for Shelby County. Gain of 2 on the play, second down and 8. This give is to Roseberry, looking for space up the middle. He'll spin away from a tackler, but going nowhere, about another 2 or 3 yards on that run. And his helmet comes off, so he's going to have to come out here on third down. Dayton Wilson going to come in his place. 8:33 left to go. Collins offense standing, looking over here to...
Not no big hurry.
Lucas in no hurry. down 31.
Yeah, we just take our time.
Yeah. Lucas stands alone in the backfield. Here's the snap on third down. He's going to tuck it and run, coming to the near side. He's going to be brought down short of the first down.
James, that was a design quarterback run because he didn't look like he had a little bit of time to throw it.
Yeah. Connor Dean, Clayton O'Donohue in on that one as well. Bought him down at about the 46, so that's going to bring up fourth down in about 3. Got 3 wideouts to the far side, 1 to the near. Going to give it to Roseberry. He's got a big hole, but oh, he is met right there at the line of scrimmage by Jose Carrias, and the Titans are going to turn it over on downs.
Carrias is built like a fire hydrant.
Yeah.
You know what I'm looking at there? You know, Shelby County's defense, they're not, guys aren't really big, but they're
fast.
They're fast, and they're just good, sure tacklers, too. You don't see them miss a lot of tackles in open field.
Well, one thing I'm impressed with is they're letting Roseberry, they're letting Lucas just go ahead and try to make a move. And they're not going for the fake. They're just staying in good, sound defensive scheme.
I agree.
So Colin O'Hare, the backup quarterback of Tyler Drain, comes back onto the field. Shelby County with the ball at the Titan 47-yard line. 7:32 left to go in this one. Titans leading 37-6. Moorhead takes the fake, and O'Hare will keep it.
That was a perfect example right there. He kept the fake. Stucker goes diving at his legs. And then the quarterback, O'Hare, I mean, he got another 4 or 5 yards.
About a 5-yard run is right on first down to the 42. And, of course, Shelby County way out in front in no hurry. He started the second half with about a 6.5-minute drive. And with about 6:57 left here, they'll pitch it out. Ball's on the ground now. Davis is going to pick it up. Ooh, able to get that one back in his hands. And
you see the little bit, you know, well, I was talking about Colin O'Hare, you know, hand the ball to Moorhead, but you see on those pitches, he's not quite as
experienced as
Tyler Green.
Mm-hmm.
Just tells you how good a job Tyler does running this offense, making the correct decision, making the right play.
Experience sure helps.
I see Tyler sitting on a table over there, but he seems fine. I mean,
And Coach Shipley talked about before the game about how important he was to this offense, and I think you've seen it the last 2 possessions, Shelby County.
Third down and 5 from the Titan 42. O'Hare in the shotgun. Going to drop back and pass. He's going to throw it down the far sideline. Catlett goes up. This one going to fall incomplete. Good coverage.
Harris.
Cam Harris in coverage on Catlett, and that's going to bring up fourth down.
I've been impressed with Cam Harris all year, John. We've done a lot of these games, and he's done a really good job at that defensive back spot.
He has. He's improved a whole lot, and I was talking to Doug last week at North Odom. He's only going to get better.
Mm-hmm.
He'll get a little more game experience this year and next year, and he's going to be a whole lot better between now and next year.
5'10", sophomore defensive back, helps break that play up, and Shelby County marches out Josh Edwards here to punt this one away on fourth down. Fox stopped at 6:04. Now back to Edwards. He'll put this one in the air. Takes a bounce inside the 5.
Ooh,
and how about that? Jaron Edwards. Able to down this one inside the 5-yard line, near the far sideline, and great kick coverage there by Shelby County.
Great play. Who's that over there that downed the ball?
Jaron Edwards.
Jaron Edwards, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just a great play.
Great hustle play.
Great kick and a great, yeah.
Edwards, 5'10", sophomore. We've seen him some on defense as a defensive back this year, some rotations.
I think, well, Sean, what you said earlier, I mean, Shelby County just came into this game and seemed like they just wanted it. You know,
mm-hmm.
They were, you know, had a lot of pride. And I mean, you know, Collins guys have played hard, but Shelby County's just playing. It's like they're playing this little bit more step, pepping their step.
This one is an attempt from Lucas, intended for Maggard over the middle.
I think it
was 18.
Oh, that's Peyton Hawk.
Cut the route off there.
He did. And I'm going to give credit, again, to Shelby County's defensive backs. he read the quick slant, and he stepped in front of him, and Hawk just broke his route off. I mean, that's a great individual effort. 24, Shelby County.
I'm not exactly sure who that was either.
Good blitz right here.
Lucas is in the backfield, and he is brought down in the end zone for a safety. And guess who it was? Jose Carrillas.
Guys, you could read that the whole way. The left guard from Collins went to double team instead of picking up the middle blitz.
JR's down.
JR's in the end zone laying on his back, injured.
Hey, what you could give defensive player of the game could be Carrillas. That guy.
I would agree 100%.
And we'll have Alice Cricky and her team in the end zone here with J.R. Lucas, the quarterback, who was gobbled up there for a safety. And that's going to give Shelby County two more points. It's now 39-6. And, guys, you know, Lucas gets up, luckily, here on his own and is able to walk off. But, you know, I'm kind of looking back, guys, as this one's coming down to, you know, under 6 minutes to go. Shelby County.
There's a flag. Uh-oh.
What we got?
Dr. Cricky is going after the referee.
Dr. Cricky?
Wow. Yes.
Wow. Yeah, you're right.
About what?
I don't know, because there was nothing dirty about that play. Chris just blitzed him up the middle, and I think Lucas's head bounced off the turf, and he was just laying there. So I don't know. I mean, Alice came out to obviously check on him, and then Dr. Cricky came out and had a few choice words for the referee, and I honestly don't know what happened between him and the referee.
Wow. And this game isn't close, guys. I mean, this is a blowout win, and they're going to, I guess, give a sideline unsportsmanlike penalty against Collins. Wow. You know, and so this is a safety. And so on the kick for a safety, you've already got to start the kick or the punt from the 20-yard line. Now you've got a personal foul that backs you all the way up to the 10-yard line. And, wow. I don't think I've ever seen, I don't know, you know, I'm sure it's happened before. I haven't seen it here locally, but Shelby County is going to reap the benefit here.
How about this onside kick from the 10?
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to happen.
No.
Bet.
Lunch. lunch on Monday.
Ham sandwich.
Ham sandwich. Lunch on Monday.
Maybe the new vendors will bring more food.
Webb Bates will tee it up rather than punt this one. So he tees it up at his own 10-yard line.
And
he does kick it away. It's Keon Stone who drops it here at his own 44, but he'll pick it up and get up close to midfield.
I think we'll take Zaxby's.
Yeah.
Shout out to the sponsor.
5:42 left to go in this one. Guys, I got interrupted there by that penalty on Collins, but I was going to say Shelby County now with the ball and the way they run the clock down. And so far this year, every opponent Shelby County has faced has actually scored double-digit points against this Rocket defense. And, of course, tonight still with only 6 points, this may be the best defensive performance for Coach Todd Shipley and his defense.
Oh, yeah, that's, you know, I'm more impressed with the defense.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's hard to say when you score 39 points and run for what they have, but just this defense coming in and shutting down a really potent Collins' passing game and our offense is just, they give hats off to the to Coach Shipley and that
Coach
that coaching staff. Yeah, coaching staff over there, John.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've done a great job. Great game plan. Especially, I'm going to tell you, I'm like you. You got to give the MVP of defense to the middle linebacker. He has done a fabulous job in just shadowing and staying with Lucas the whole time.
That's doing a great job.
Number 8, Jose Carrillas.
Sophomore, too, isn't he?
Wow.
I think he was a freshman last year, I thought. I might be wrong.
Carrillas is a sophomore.
Wow.
Second down and 8 here for Colin O'Hare. The give is to the fullback. And get a whistle here.
I think it's timeout, Shelby. Collins.
Collins going to call a timeout. It's going to have a third down and about 6 for Shelby County with 4:45 left to go. So let's take a quick break. It's 39-6. Shelby County on top here late.
Get down to your local Kubota dealer today. Jacoby Sales, where the deals have never been hotter on new Kubota tractors. Now you can get low payments for up to 60 months with 0% APR, zero down, incredible customer instant rebates, and a 6-year limited powertrain warranty on the new BX, BL, and MX tractors. There have never, ever been deals like these. Now through December 31st, 2016, call 800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms. For complete warranty details, see Kubota.com or go to your authorized Kubota dealer, Jacoby Sales. Jacoby Sales in Shelbyville underwrites WXLN programming.
Zaxby's Food has always brought people together. Catering to the big moments. The little wins. The long talks. And the quick getaways. Because food this inviting is bound to add a lot of flavor to your life.
Introducing the Zax Pack. Served with chicken fingers, sides, Texas toast, and iced tea. Pick one up for dinner or your next event. Friends, family, flavor. Zaxby's. Indescribably good.
Zaxby's of Shelbyville underwrites WXLN Radio.
Third down and six here. Colin O'Hare guiding this Shelby County offense late in the fourth quarter. Here's the snap. They'll give it to Moorhead up the middle. He's still grinding his feet. That's Carias, excuse me, the fullback in the game. And he gets down close to the 40-yard line, but more importantly, he gets down close to the first down marker. And this near side judge going to pin it down about a foot or so shy of the marker on fourth down. And O'Hare and the offensive unit going to stay on here, it looks like, and go for it. Ball is on Titans' 41-yard line. O'Hare has Carias lined up behind him. See some action here on offense as he played outstanding defense tonight. Carias takes it, and he will have the first down for Shelby County. 3:51 here to play in this one.
Remember Carias, they were talking, he ran the ball a lot last year. You know, had some chances.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure in the future you'll see him again, you know, running the football in the backfield.
He didn't have too many chances last year with Perry and Leak.
Well, they were scoring a lot of points.
But he did see a lot of JV action last year. And, of course, with the absence and departure of Perry and Manica, thought that Carias would be the guy. Fortunately for Shelby County, they've got two of them that are pretty darn good.
Yes, they do.
First down from the 40 of Collins, 3:20, clock moving. Give this to Carias up the middle.
There.
Makes a man miss. He's still fighting. Pushes a defender away. Gets out to the first down. And another big run and stays in bounds is Carias on that carry.
Guys, I'm going to tell you, the difference in this game right here is tackling. They had him stopped, and he just it's about determination.
Mm-hmm.
He was determined. He was not going to get tackled by one person.
Another first down. Clock moving here with 3 minutes to go, and this one all but wrapped up. Shelby County looking to take the number one seed in the district. Colin O'Hare in at quarterback for the Rockets. Could have been a flag thrown there. They had some movement before the snap. Here's Davis on the option pitch. He's not going very far past that line of scrimmage. 2 minutes, 30 seconds left here in this one. Shelby County could pretty well run this clock out. 2:05 now on the clock as the offense comes back to the line of scrimmage. Colin O'Hare, the backup, 5'10 junior, takes the snap. He'll keep it, get up to close to the 25, and it's brought down at the 25. Gain of about four on the play. Clock now under a minute 40 here. 39-6 is our score. Shelby County leading. Third down and
people getting rowdy over in the side of the press box. Sonny ain't got to eat for a couple hours.
Sonny getting hungry.
He had some good barbecue up a while ago. Didn't even give us a sniff.
Mm. Here's third and five. O'Hare going to give it to, not sure who that was on the inside
33.
Handoff. That's Connor Dean on third down. Clock under a minute to go here, and we'll kind of wait and see what Todd Shipley will do. Being that this game is in hand, I doubt he'll send the kicker on for any additional add-on of points. Risk of seeming disrespectful. He'll keep Colin O'Hare in the offense out here on fourth and six. 24 seconds left. Snap, and they'll give it to Carias. He makes a man miss, but he'll be brought down for a loss. And the clock will stop with 16.7 seconds left and a turnover on downs for Shelby County. And not to sound ugly here or anything like that, but guys, that's the first time Shelby County's been stopped on offense.
yeah, you ain't ugly when you tell the truth.
You know, I mean, that's just how it is. Gore tells that story pretty well, but...
Well, didn't they have one stop in the first half, and they got the rough and the kicker?
Rough and the kicker. They did, yeah. They had it.
And they had it. I mean, yeah. And that turned out to what... Shelby Canyon went down and scored the touchdown.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But once again, I'm going to tell you, I think the game was won up front with the linemen. Defensive line, offensive line. You know, Coach Axelon over at Shelby County, I've known him for a while. He's done a fantastic job with his group. And you know what? I'd be surprised if they don't have 300 yards rushing the ball tonight.
Shelby County's just, I mean, Collins is going to take a knee here.
Mm-hmm. Collins will take a knee, though. Pat each other on the hat, and this one will come to a close. The eighth edition of the Hometown Showdown rivalry between Collins and Shelby County ends in a Rockets victory, 39-6. Shelby County will be the top seed in the district. Collins will actually be the third seed as this one comes to a close. Final score once again, 39-6. Shelby County takes this one. This has been High School Football on Power 93.3.